This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from 3 and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
All right, all right. Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo in studio. And it's a beautiful sunny day, Hobbo.
Spring has happened here in Richmond, Virginia, and obviously we're on a little early drive time radio here, so hopefully people got the message that we're on an hour early, back on at 6 o'clock next week. So please make a mental note of that, but we're really excited about our first guest making her initial appearance on Who's Talking.
And we are delighted to have the athletic director of the University of Virginia, Carla Williams, who I had the pleasure of speaking with on Friday night in a quasi-rainstorm wind fest at Klockner Stadium.
And, beautiful night for lacrosse.
I tell you, it was maybe for a horror film, but not. Anyway, Carla, welcome to Who's Talking.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. All right. So let's start off with name, image, likeness, and our good friend Lo Davis and Kev Futures. And, you know, recently we received news from the university concerning the more clearly defined role between the UVA Athletic Department and CAF Futures. And maybe you can sort of shed a little light on that. And how is that going?
So NIL is a topic that's on everyone's mind here lately, and I'm happy to talk about it because we're excited to have this association with CAF Futures. So they are the official NIL collective for Virginia Athletics, which from a practical standpoint is really the same as any other sponsors that we have in different categories, whether it's groceries or products related to beverages or anything like that. So when it comes to NIL collectives, CAF Futures is official, and they work with and have been working with our student athletes since they started. And this just allows for Lo and Maddie and the corporations that they work with to just have a greater impact on our student athletes.
Well, it's very important, and I think football, can I just had a that was weird. It's so important to football. And I think Lo and I have had conversations both on the air and also in person about that very topic. And I know that head coach Tony Elliott would like to see more involvement there because it can be a very valuable retention tool. And the way I understand your presentation, the University of Virginia will not use NIL money to recruit, but it will be the money would be used towards retention and rewarding the student athletes that are at school now.
So, you know, one of the things that's really important is to for me to acknowledge that Virginia Athletics does not, we do not operate the collective. The NCAA okay. rules do not allow it. So CAF Futures is a separate entity that runs NIL activity for UVA student athletes. And so so NIL is a good thing for student athletes because it does allow them the opportunity to make money, to earn compensation based on their name, their image, their likeness. And you know what, it's been, I've been in compliance since the beginning of my career in administration. And for years, we had to file waivers for student athletes to be able to produce a song if they were a songwriter, or produce a poem if they were a poet, or write a children's book if they wanted to write a children's book. All of those things were impermissible. And we had to file waivers to try to get permission to do it, and which is inconsistent with the rest of the student body. So student athletes now have the same opportunity to make money based on who they are as a student athlete. And so, you know, we believe that when done appropriately, it is a good thing. And so CAF Futures provides those opportunities for our student athletes, all student athletes. But yes, in particular, it's very important, has become very important in certain sports. I think before it's all said and done, it'll be very important in all sports, but in particular with football. And so there are two primary rules related to it, and we cannot induce prospects, and that means transfers or high school kids, and we cannot pay for play. And so what CAF Futures does is they help student athletes in two different ways. They work with within the marketplace, so they work with companies, corporations, organizations to connect and provide opportunities for student athletes to give back, to work, and earn money. And they also accept donations from supporters to help pay for those opportunities, especially when student athletes do work for nonprofits. So it's really a service to the community, and the student athletes are compensated in exchange.
You know, Carla, this is Jim Hobgood, otherwise known as Hobbo. I waved mm-hmm. to you down in Greensboro when you were having breakfast with Barry Parkhill and one of our better donors.
Yes.
I did want to ask, how did he describe me as a teammate? I figured you probably, I hope he said I was a terrific player and a great guy.
He said, who is that guy?
That's what I would have projected, absolutely.
But at any rate, you know, the other issue in college athletics now beyond NIL is the transfer portal, and unfortunately, Tony Bennett's going to have to take advantage of that this year, given we have all of a sudden a bunch of scholarships available. But I was watching the NCAA Women's Final Four over the weekend, and I can't remember which player, but one of the women on LSU, this was her fourth team, which kind mm-hmm. of is shocking. Anything that you think needs to be adjusted about the portal, or is it okay the way it is?
Well, you know, I do know that situation, and there are, you know, I've been in college athletics for 38 years now as a student athlete, a coach, and an administrator. And I have seen many cases of student athletes that have been to multiple schools, and they're all for different reasons, and some of them very legitimate reasons for kids to have to switch schools. And so, yeah, anything that the NCAA does, and we as a body, we are the NCAA, you know, can be adjusted, and usually that does happen. You know, we'll adjust a rule, and then we'll see what doesn't work, and then we'll, you know, adjust it again. But for college athletics, the change happened recently, and it's become big news because it is in football and basketball. But forever and ever, for as long as the NCAA has been in place, student athletes in other sports have been able to transfer freely and compete right away. Only recently did that same benefit was extended to student athletes in the sports of football and basketball. And that has caused part of the uproar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are lots of court cases out there, and the NCAA is subject to a lot of scrutiny. And part of the reason why that the transfer portal was put into place is because kids in football and basketball were not given the same opportunity to transfer like kids in the other sports. And you could look at that and wonder why. You know, why mm-hmm. in those two sports do we have rules in place that limit their ability to transfer? And plaintiffs in all of these court cases have said it's because of the resources, it's because of the revenue, because those sports generate revenue. We need to restrict their ability to move from school to school because that impacts the revenue, which obviously doesn't put the student athlete first. So I think that there are some cases where where it's been applied in a way that's probably negative for the student athletes, but in most cases I think the student-athletes have benefited from the ability to transfer to a new school.
All right, let's pivot back to football, because it's always football season, right, Carla?
Yes.
the support building that is going up, 90,000 square feet, it's, I think all $80 million has been raised correctly to pay for it, right? How is the progress going on the building?
It's going great. You know, I'm looking at it right now outside my window. I was at football practice this morning, mm-hmm. and it was good to see Coach Elliott and the coaches have to yell over the banging against steel and trying to get steel beams into place and all of that. So it looks really good. It's great for me, for our coaches, for the student athletes to see the structure come up out of the ground. And we're still on schedule to move in next spring. So it's really exciting for us to see. It's a breath of fresh air to be able to see it, especially while they're, you know, preparing for the spring game. And while we got lots of recruits coming in and out of Charlottesville, mm-hmm. being able to see the progress too. So, it's on target to finish next spring.
Very good.
In case anybody who doesn't recognize your voice, we're visiting with UVA Athletic Director Carla Williams. And Carla, one of our sponsors texted us a question about anything going to be done with the UVA fan experience next fall at Scott Stadium. Any enhancements?
So, yes, we try every off season to do something for the upcoming season that makes it a better experience for the fans. We aren't really ready to reveal what those are for next fall, but that's mm-hmm. something that our external team is actually working on right now. We're working on that for the spring game and also for the fall, and we had a meeting this morning talking about that for next basketball season, men's and women's. So it's something that's really important to us to make sure that the fans have a good experience. So it's top of mind for sure.
Let me just, and we're got a couple of minutes left here. We could definitely have to have you back because we have more questions than we have time. But women's mm-hmm. basketball, obviously there was progress this year. Are you happy with the progress that Coach Mox and her players have made this past season?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. I mean, I'm happy for Coach Mox and her staff, but I'm really happy for the young women on that team because you would look at 15-15 under normal circumstances and go, well, that's, you know, not great. But for us, for our program, it was a huge step forward. And, you know, and I believe without those very tough injuries, we would have been a tournament team. And so Very excited about the prospects that Coach Mox and her staff that they have coming in this summer. So we're looking forward to adding some really good talent to the group. And like Coach Bennett, and quite frankly, our coaches in several of our sports, you know, they'll be in the transfer portal, also recruiting, and we expect that both of those programs will get some really good talent out of the transfer portal.
Very good. Carl, I wanted to ask sort of a personal question. I know that you have a very good relationship with Coach Tony Elliott, and considering everything that happened, you know, how long ago has it been? Six months? November, yeah. Could you sort of shed a little light on how he's doing personally? Because no coach could have ever foreseen, you know, that sort of crisis and the loss of players due to a gunman. So I just wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, and then you should have him on the show, too. I'm sure he'd be willing to do that. But I think that that Coach Elliott and his staff did a really good job of managing through a very, very difficult situation. And it was tough for him, just like it was tough for his staff, because, you know, as a coach, you're not just a teacher. You know, you are a protector, and you are someone that the young people look up to and depend on. And so what happened here is just unthinkable. Yes. And so it was very, very difficult for us to process. But I think that we've done a good job of managing through it, and understanding that there is no playbook. I know people say that, but until you're in a situation like this, it hits home that there is nothing that you can go to say, you know, that tells you what to do, what to say, how to act. And so you really have to rely on your instinct. And I think for Coach Elliott, who has a pretty inspirational story himself, I think he did draw on his life and his experiences to help him through the situation. And we're still moving through it. I mean, it's not something that you ever forget. You know, so I think, as well as can be expected, it's been great to have the players back and see them in winter workouts and then begin spring practice. And so there's, as Coach Elliott has said before, just a lot of energy around the program, a very, very strong commitment to honoring Devin LaVale and Deshaun moving forward. So to do that in a personal way, and then also as a university, but I think we're managing through it as well as can be expected.
Well, I want to commend all of you. I do think Coach Elliott and yourself, y'all handled this, I think, as well as anybody could have ever handled it, and we commend you on that. All right, with that, we've got to go to break. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Hobo sends his best.
Absolutely. Carla, don't make yourself a stranger. We're happy to have you back, hopefully next fall sometime.
All right. Sure will.
Take care. All right. We come back. We've got Dr. Boyd Rawls joining us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and we're going to talk about Connor Schellenberger's hamstring. So stay with Who's Talking. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and and eventually transfer their wealth. In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first-team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Who's talking? We thank UVA Athletic Director Carla Williams for being on the show tonight, her first appearance. Hopefully it will not be her last. Right now we have our Ortho Virginia Injury Report segment with Dr. Boyd Rawls. And Boyd, Frank wants to ask you about a lacrosse injury. Frank?
Boyd, first off, thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Appreciate it. Doing great.
All right. So Friday night, under the lights and the dark winds, cloudy skies, and the heavy drizzle, two of the best teams in the nation collided, number one versus number four. And all I could think about was they were taking great risks playing on a slick field in a very fast game. And it's amazing. I didn't see any. No one had to be carried off. But there were a number of players that went down and slid a significant distance, and I know both coaches had to be holding their breath, but at some point in the second half, UVA's All-American attackman, Connor Schellenberger, jersey number one, stopped running the way he's known to run. He's very, very much of a glider. He's very smooth. He's very agile, and he was hobbled. And I did some fishing around through some lacrosse contacts I have, and I was told that it was his hamstring. So I want to ask you about how UVA is going to treat, in your estimation, how they're going to treat the best player on the team, how they're going to treat that hamstring. North Carolina is this Friday night at 6 o'clock. Virginia still has to go to Durham again, and Virginia hosts Notre Dame at the end of the regular season, and then you've got the NCAAs. So here we are right at the most crucial juncture of the season. What are your thoughts?
Yes, unfortunate. As we've talked about before, those tend to be, you know, kind of nagging injuries. You know, they're typically sort of a seen in the sudden sort of takeoff phase of running, that kind of thing, and they can either happen off the pelvis where all those muscles insert, or more often kind of in the meat of the muscle behind the leg there at where the muscle meets the tendon. But, you know, the vast majority of them don't need any kind of surgery. It's a rehab type thing, but, you know, it's important to rest these things, ice them, you know, stretch them, anything you can do to kind of quiet them down, reduce, you know, that sort of acute inflammatory, you know, phase to, you know, limit scar and everything else and get them back. And really, you know, the time course a lot of times depends on, you know, how badly it's torn. And most of the time I think that's kind of a clinical, you know, decision in terms of how somebody's doing, how sore it is. You know, the higher level athletes, sometimes if things are bad enough, we'll MRI these things or get some imaging. And, you know, in addition to therapy, sometimes, you know, sometimes they'll do like a PRP injection or something like that. But I'm not sure it's something that, you know, that depending on how bad it is, it's going to be something he's going to have. But, you know, but hopefully they can get him back, you know, pretty soon here.
Well, they're going to wrap it as tight as they can with what used to be called ACE bandages. I'm sure today it's a much more high-tech, it's sort of an adhesive, sticky stretchy sort of tape. I know they'll do that.
Band stuff,
they also
that can help. Yeah,
they'll also probably use some sort of neoprene sleeve, right?
Yeah, probably. It's added sort of compression in that area to, you know, limit the swelling, limit the kind of further, you know, inflammatory stuff in the muscle, and, you know, limit some of the stresses that are felt by that muscle group too.
Boy, you know, I know rest is the most important thing to get in it well. Does it make any difference? We're starting to move into a little warmer temperature. Is it easier if he tries to play on a warmer day as opposed to the kind of weather Frank was describing last Friday night in Charlottesville?
I'm not 100% clear on the science behind that, but I would certainly think so, and it'd probably feel a heck of a lot better.
Yeah. At least you could loosen up a little easier, I would think.
Well, the strange thing is when I arrived in Charlottesville, I guess it was about 4:15, 4:20 on Friday, last Friday, my car told me it was 64 degrees outside. I got out of the car, put on a windbreaker, I had on a vest, and grabbed my backpack with my computer, and you know, I trekked into Klockner Stadium. While we were at the game, by the time the second quarter started, I looked at my phone and it said like 54. So it dropped 10 degrees in short order. But I'm telling you, it felt like it was in the 30s.
Well, it was windy and rainy too.
Yeah,
right?
The drizzle blowing across the field. Anyway, Boyd, as always, we thank you for everything that you do as a contributor and your advice concerning the athletes, and obviously all the support that Ortho Virginia provides. For Who's Talking. Thank you, sir. And we might get you in one more time before the end of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Boyd. You've been terrific.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. We got a little lacrosse, more lacrosse discussion coming with Tim O'Shea. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6666.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Friday.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank. serving others, and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
That's a good song. What's the name of that song?
This is Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. That's what the country's in, Dire Straits. We were just discussing that off air. But at any rate, hey, we're going to discuss a little lacrosse now. But first, Frank, we have several people that we've got lined up for the next couple of weeks, and Frank's going to go down this impressive list.
Well, in an effort to give our listeners the best of the best, we have invited Rondae Barber, newly elected to the Hall of Fame.
That's Canton Hall of Fame.
The NFL Hall of Fame, not the College Hall of Fame. Billy McMullen, the former Dudley Award winner, and at one time he was the number two career receptions almost leader for the ACC,
yeah,
which is unbelievable.
Great pair of hands, as they say. He could catch the football.
Glue fingers. Our good buddy Paul Collins, who played on the 1990 UVA team that was number one in the nation.
And according to Carla Williams, we're going to have Tony Elliott on
the
show.
And apparently Tony Elliott is going to get he's getting a phone call right now.
Hopefully on April 17th, right after the spring game, it would be terrific to have Coach Elliott describe what he saw.
Thank goodness you got through that. And we've invited Brian O'Connor, the head baseball coach for your Virginia Cavaliers. All right, let's get on to something important, and that's lacrosse, baby. All right, the number one Wahoos hosted the hated Blue Devils, and
I assume we're not number one anymore.
I'm sure they. I didn't even waste time checking the polls. Sadly, the Duke Blue Devils brought their A game. Virginia's B game was not enough, and Duke managed to get an early lead, 3-1, and they held on to win by two. Virginia never quit. They played hard. They won the majority of the faceoffs, but somehow they didn't have enough to get it done. But let's get an expert on here. We've got Tim O'Shea, former player who understands the game far better than any of us. So, Tim, give us your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be here. You know, first of all, perspective, we're 7-2. We lost to Maryland in overtime by a goal. I think a two-goal loss to Duke wasn't great, but it's not the end of the world. I think we definitely come out of that game feeling like there are ways that we can beat Duke next time. You talked about Schellenberger being hurt. That was clearly the case. Not terribly assertive going to the goal. That kind of played into Duke's defensive strategy, which was to put a short pole on one of our attackmen, Cormier, which left two poles, long poles, to go on the midfielders, which sort of botched us up. It was a little messy there. A lot of our goals are scored kind of within 5-6 yards of the crease, and it's just hard to get traction and footing in there on a wet field like what we had. So no excuses, but, we were not at our best.
And that's really my biggest source of contention. And that is, you have Duke coming to Charlottesville, and somehow Virginia is throwing the ball all over the place. I never saw so many seemingly unforced errors. There were some other forced turnovers, but the ones that drive me crazy are the ones that make no sense. Like, you know, a defenseman throwing the ball right over the head of a player who's wide open standing in the middle of the field. And that was happening. Yeah, that kept happening.
I think you're right. We had 18 turnovers. We were averaging 14. I think 14 is on the high end. So 18 is not good. Some of that's purposeful, meaning, you know, the way Coach Tiffany has us playing is aggressive and assertive and proactive and risk-taking. But there are times when, A, if the field's wet and your pocket's not thrown quite like it normally does, you need to sort of shorten up the passes and make simpler passes. Or when you want to face off and it's a close game and possession's important, let's get it to one of our All-American offensive players and let them handle it. I think those are things I expect to see more of in the next couple of weeks to sort of – because we're scoring enough goals.
Yes.
We're scoring enough goals. We had 14 against Duke. That should be enough to win that game. We're averaging 18. Let's preserve our face-off guy and, you know, not put him in a position where he's – you know, stress to make a mistake on a wet field.
Hey, Tim, speaking of goals, this Duke player, Brennan O'Neill, had 6 goals and 3 assists. That's a pretty good night. How do we slow him down in a couple of weeks?
That's a good question, and my forte is not on the defensive end by any means, but it appeared to me that he was wide open a bunch, and he was wide open on that left wing when the ball's coming from behind from an attack minute X, and we're kind of sliding quickly and leaving him space. And I think the way they were set up offensively was intentional in that they knew we had exposed one slide to go, which was going to leave him time and room to get a shot off. And I'm not sure we won't rethink that strategy. At times watching the game, I was hoping we would just put a guy in his face and not let him slide because the other guys weren't hurting us like he was.
You know, good point. A couple of people for Virginia I thought played well, really well. I thought Garneau, for instance, Pete Garneau showed that he could be accurate. And my question is, once it was obvious that he was dialed in, why didn't they feed more balls to him and clear some space so he could just crank it up? Because, I mean, he made one shot right off the goalie's hip, and the goalie couldn't even make a move on it. It was the placement was perfect. And I remember elbowing somebody near me up there in the press tower that, why aren't they getting him the ball?
Yeah, that's a fair question. You know, we seemed in the second half especially to be relying on putting Jess Connor inverted behind the goal and kind of running a two-man game with Schellenberger, which was somewhat effective. But Garneau did have a couple nice goals. He is a stand-and-shoot person, though. He's not dodger.
Not a man.
Shooter.
Not a guy on the move.
And so you got to get him in a spot where he's got room. And maybe that was just challenging given the double poles out front.
You know, Tim, just a quick question. You know, we obviously have Carolina Friday, but then we go to Duke in a couple of weeks. I was surprised to read the paper. The last time we beat them in a regular season was 2004, so most of our players were in diapers the last time it happened. Now, obviously, we have a win in 2019 and 2010, but is that game, does it take even bigger proportions given that we've had so little success against them for so long?
So I think the primary goal at this point is to preserve a top four ranking in the country. Maybe top three would be even better. You know, we're playing 5 games against top four teams this year. Our strength of schedule is going to be off the charts.
Yes.
I think, you know, if we beat Carolina and beat Syracuse, maybe split with Notre Dame and Duke and beat Lafayette, we're in really good shape on a, you know, top three seed. If we lose one of those games to UNC or Syracuse, that starts to put that in question. And so I think that's the primary motivation of the team now as we kind of get into April and head to May. May's when serious lacrosse is played, but these games are important. And unfortunately, ours are all tough.
All right, so we did mention Petey Lasala. He had a very good day at the X, and I thought his wingman did a good job for the most part in terms of helping him or popping out to an open space so that he could flip it to him. Let's talk about Nunes, the goalie, Matthew Nunes. Mm-hmm. There have been times this season, particularly in the fourth quarters, where I've said to people, the guy just wants to play to the fourth quarter. He tends to play his best. In this last game, I wasn't sure what to expect on any possession. And is there cause to worry, or is it just one of those nights?
I think maybe just one of those nights. I mean, playing goalie is hard enough. Playing with rain in your eyes and face is just not easy. The lighting was probably unpredictable. That Brennan guy is like 230 pounds on the wing, just firing them at you. I don't think goalie's our problem. If we have a problem or it's not a top issue, he really creates a lot with his ability to initiate the clears. I think he's getting better and more comfortable in his role. I think he settles in and has a really good second half of the season.
All right. On that note, I'm gonna give you a check mark, and we're gonna hold you to this. We'll hopefully get you back maybe in late May to talk about the NCAAs. And we thank you, Tim O'Shea. You have a great night. Give my best to your wife, and have a lovely night. Take care. All right. Who's Talking is going to go to break. We come back in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the Olympic sports, and also we're going to handicap the national championship game, which is played tonight at some ungodly hour.
9:20.
Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Linnell with us, our producer, engineer, and our liaison, Skip Shear, in studio tonight for a rare visit.
Who let him in?
I know.
Thank you, but anyway, and
we want to thank Carla Williams for joining us tonight, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and Tim O'Shea. Had another great show. And speaking of guests, Frank, who do we got lined up for the next couple of weeks?
All right. Next week's show, we are working on a cadre of Billy McMullen, Rondé Barber, Paul Collins. So hope to get two of three there. We believe Dr. O will be the representative for Ortho Virginia. We've also got an invite out to Brian O'Connor, but I'm not holding my breath anymore. I just think he has these long weekend series, and he's worried, he's worn out. And I think Monday night must be his family night.
We may at least have a cameo appearance by Todd DeSorbo, the swimming and diving coach, three-time national champion on the women's side.
We'd like to. And then same thing holds true for 2 weeks, although I will reach out to Tony Elliott. We've spent so much time trying to hunt down and get a commitment for the athletic director that I figured sooner or later we could get.
Well, congratulations on that. You were persistent in that, and it paid dividends, and hopefully we can. Coach Elliott on the 17th would be terrific to have him on
right after
the spring game to get his assessment of how the team performed.
And we want to remind folks, the spring game this year is at Scott Stadium on the 15th of this month.
We know what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yep. And be there, be square. All right, let's talk a little UVA Olympic sports real quickly. Number one, the baseball team won the opening game on Friday, 9-5 against the Hokies down in Blacksburg. And then somehow the downtrodden Hokies found some hot bats because they scored
a lot of runs.
They scored 24 runs in the last two games, 12-12. UVA only scored 17. And you do the math, you can't win games like that.
Well, 17 should be enough, so it was more of a pitching problem than anything else.
Yeah, what a pitching duel is a pitching disaster. All right, Virginia plays Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia this Tuesday. That's an interesting game. That's at 6 o'clock. And then this weekend, they've moved these games around a little bit. And it's my understanding that this Friday, the number 7 Cavalier baseball team will host Miami Friday night at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then Sunday, on Easter Sunday, they're going to have an Easter egg hunt, and they're going to play the Hurricanes at 1 o'clock.
I'll go for it. Go to church in the morning and go see.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis, but Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-888. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6666.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Friday.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
That's a good song. What's the name of that song?
This is Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. That's what the country's in, Dire Straits. We were just discussing that off air. But at any rate, hey, we're going to discuss a little lacrosse now. But first, Frank, we have several people that we've got lined up for the next couple of weeks, and Frank's going to go down this impressive list.
Well, in an effort to give our listeners the best of the best, we have invited Rhonda Barber, newly elected to the Hall of Fame.
That's Canton Hall of Fame.
The NFL Hall of Fame, not the College Hall of Fame. Billy McMullen, the former Dudley Award winner, and at one time he was the number two career receptions almost leader for the ACC,
yeah,
which is unbelievable.
Great pair of hands, as they say. He could catch the football.
Glue fingers. Our good buddy Paul Collins, who played on the 1990 UVA team that was number one in the nation.
And according to Carla Williams, we're going to have Tony Elliott on
the
show.
And apparently Tony Elliott is going to get a phone call right now.
Hopefully on April 17th, right after the spring game, it would be terrific to have Coach Elliott describe what he saw.
Thank goodness you got through that. And we've invited Brian O'Connor, the head baseball coach for your Virginia Cavaliers. All right, let's get on to something important, and that's lacrosse, baby. All right, the number one Wahoos hosted the hated Blue Devils, and
I assume we're not number one anymore.
I'm sure they. I didn't even waste time checking the polls. Sadly, the Duke Blue Devils brought their A game. Virginia's B game was not enough, and Duke managed to get an early lead, 3-1, and they held on to win by 2. Virginia never quit. They played hard. They won the majority of the faceoffs, but somehow they didn't have enough to get it done. But let's get an expert on here. We've got Tim O'Shea, former player who understands the game far better than any of us. So, Tim, give us your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be here. You know, first of all, perspective, we're 7-2. We lost to Maryland in overtime by a goal. I think a 2-goal loss to Duke wasn't great, but it's not the end of the world. I think we definitely come out of that game feeling like there are ways that we can beat Duke next time. You talked about Schellenberger being hurt. That was clearly the case. Not terribly assertive going to the goal. That kind of played into Duke's defensive strategy, which was to put a short pole on one of our attackmen, Cormier, which left two poles, long poles, to go on the midfielders, which sort of botched us up. It was a little messy there. A lot of our goals are scored kind of within 5-6 yards of the crease, and it's just hard to get traction and footing in there on a wet field like what we had. So no excuses, but we were not at our best.
And that's really my biggest source of contention, and that is you have Duke coming to Charlottesville, and somehow Virginia is throwing the ball all over the place. I never saw so many seemingly unforced errors. There were some other forced turnovers, but the ones that drive me crazy are the ones that make no sense. Like, a defenseman throwing the ball right over the head of a player who's wide open standing in the middle of the field. And that was happening.
Yeah,
that kept happening.
I think you're right. We had 18 turnovers. We were averaging 14. I think 14 is on the high end. So 18 is not good. Some of that's purposeful, meaning, the way Coach Tiffany has us playing is aggressive and assertive and proactive and risk-taking. But there are times when, A, if the field's wet and your pocket's not thrown quite like it normally does, you need to sort of shorten up the passes and make simpler passes. Or when you win a face-off and it's a close game and possession's important, let's get it to one of our All-American offensive players and let them handle it. I think those are things I expect to see more of in the next couple of weeks to sort of – because we're scoring enough goals.
Yes.
We're scoring enough goals. We had 14 against Duke. That should be enough to win that game. We're averaging 18. Let's preserve our face-off guy and you know, not put him in a position where he's – you know, stress to make a mistake on a wet field.
Hey, Tim, speaking of goals, this Duke player, Brennan O'Neill, had 6 goals and 3 assists. That's a pretty good night. How do we slow him down in a couple of weeks?
That's a good question, and my forte is not on the defensive end by any means, but it appeared to me that he was wide open a bunch, and he was wide open on that left wing when the ball's coming from behind from an attack minute X, and we're kind of sliding quickly and leaving him space. And I think the way they were set up offensively was intentional in that they knew we had exposed one slide to go, which was going to leave him time and room to get a shot off. And I'm not sure we won't rethink that strategy. At times watching the game, I was hoping we would just put a guy in his face and not let him slide because the other guys weren't hurting us like he was.
You know, good point. A couple of people for Virginia I thought played well, really well. I thought Garneau, for instance, Pete Garneau showed that he could be accurate. And my question is, once it was obvious that he was dialed in, why didn't they feed more balls to him and clear some space so he could just crank it up? Because, I mean, he made one shot right off the goalie's hip, and the goalie couldn't even make a move on it. It was the placement was perfect. And I remember elbowing somebody near me up there in the press tower that, why aren't they getting him the ball?
Yeah, that's a fair question. You know, we seemed in the second half especially to be relying on putting Jess Connor inverted behind the goal and kind of running a two-man game with Schellenberger, which was somewhat effective. But Garneau did have a couple nice goals. He is a stand-and-shoot person, though. He's not dodger.
Not a man.
Shooter.
Not a guy on the move.
And so you got to get him in a spot where he's got room. And maybe that was just challenging given the double poles out front.
You know, Tim, just a quick question. You know, we obviously have Carolina Friday, but then we go to Duke in a couple of weeks. I was surprised to read the paper. The last time we beat them in a regular season was 2004, so most of our players were in diapers the last time it happened. Now, obviously, we have a win in 2019 and 2010, but is that game, does it take even bigger proportions given that we've had so little success against them for so long?
So I think the primary goal at this point is to preserve a top four ranking in the country. Maybe top three would be even better. You know, we're playing 5 games against top four teams this year. Our strength of schedule is going to be off the charts.
Yes.
I think, you know, if we beat Carolina and beat Syracuse, maybe split with Notre Dame and Duke and beat Lafayette, we're in really good shape on a, you know, top three seed. If we lose one of those games to UNC or Syracuse, that starts to put that in question. And so I think that's the primary motivation of the team now as we kind of get into April and head to May. May's when serious lacrosse is played, but these games are important. And unfortunately, ours are all tough.
All right, so we did mention Petey Lasala. He had a very good day at the X, and I thought his wingman did a good job for the most part, in terms of helping him or popping out to an open space so that he could flip it to him. Let's talk about Nunes, the goalie, Matthew Nunes. There have been times this season, particularly in the fourth quarters, where I've said to people, the guy just wants to play to the fourth quarter. He tends to play his best. In this last game, I wasn't sure what to expect on any possession. And is there cause to worry, or is it just one of those nights?
I think maybe just one of those nights. I mean, playing goalie is hard enough. Playing with rain in your eyes and face is just not easy. The lighting was probably unpredictable. That Brennan guy is like 230 pounds on the wing, just firing them at you. I don't think goalie's our problem. If we have a problem or it's not a top issue, he really creates a lot with his ability to initiate the clears. I think he's getting better and more comfortable in his role. I think he settles in and has a really good second half of the season.
All right. On that note, I'm gonna give you a check mark, and we're gonna hold you to this. We'll hopefully get you back maybe in late May to talk about the NCAAs. And we thank you, Tim O'Shea. You have a great night. Give my best to your wife, and have a lovely night. Take care. All right. Well, Who's Talking is going to go to break. We come back in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the Olympic sports, and also we're going to handicap the national championship game, which is played tonight at some ungodly hour.
9:20.
Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Fazen Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Fazen School, the Fazen Behavioral Health Clinic, and Fazen Adult Services.
To learn more, go to fazencenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Fazen Center at 804-612-1947.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days, like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Linnell with us, our producer, engineer, and our liaison, Skip Shear, in studio tonight for a rare visit.
Who let him in?
I know.
Thank you, but anyway,
we want to thank Carla Williams for joining us tonight, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and Tim O'Shea. Had another great show. And speaking of guests, Frank, who do we got lined up for the next couple of weeks?
All right. Next week's show, we are working on a cadre of Billy McMullen, Rondé Barber, Paul Collins. So hope to get two of three there. We believe Dr. O will be the representative for Ortho Virginia. We've also got an invite out to Brian O'Connor, but I'm not holding my breath anymore. I just think he has these long weekend series, and he's worried, he's worn out. And I think Monday night must be his family night.
We may at least have a cameo appearance by Todd DeSorbo, the swimming and diving coach, three-time national champion on the women's side.
We'd like to. And then same thing holds true for 2 weeks, although I will reach out to Tony Elliott. We've spent so much time trying to hunt down and get a commitment for the athletic director that I figured sooner or later we could get.
Well, congratulations on that. You were persistent in that, and it paid dividends, and hopefully we can. Coach Elliott on the 17th would be terrific to have him on
right after
the spring game to get his assessment of how the team performed.
And we want to remind folks, the spring game this year is at Scott Stadium on the 15th of this month.
We know what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yep. And be there, be square. All right, let's talk a little UVA Olympic sports real quickly. Number one, the baseball team won the opening game on Friday, 9-5 against the Hokies down in Blacksburg. And then somehow the downtrodden Hokies found some hot bats because they scored
a lot of runs.
They scored 24 runs in the last two games, 12-12. UVA only scored 17. And you do the math, you can't win games like that.
Well, 17 should be enough, so it was more of a pitching problem than anything else.
Yeah, what a pitching duel is a pitching disaster. All right, Virginia plays Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia this Tuesday. That's an interesting game. That's at 6 o'clock. And then this weekend, they've moved these games around a little bit. And it's my understanding that this Friday, the number 7 Cavalier baseball team will host Miami Friday night at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then Sunday, on Easter Sunday, they're going to have an Easter egg hunt, and they're going to play the Hurricanes at 1 o'clock.
I'll go for it. Go to church in the morning and go see a little baseball in the afternoon.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
Furthermore, let's talk about UVA tennis. The men had a couple days off over the weekend. They've been on a hot streak of late. In fact, how many matches they won in a row? I'm looking that up right now as we speak. Virginia is 8-0 in conference, and they've won 9 team matches in a row. Let me tell you something. That is hard to do. It's just that they're playing good people all the time, sometimes away. And
as our listeners know, they are the defending national champions.
So. Which is not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
All right, the Cavs coming up. And scrolling through all these matches is really hard on the eyes. Hopefully they... Okay. Friday, the Cavaliers travel down to Winston-Salem to play Wake Forest. Wake Forest has had good teams of late. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday, the Cavaliers are traveling over to Raleigh to play the NC State Wolfpack. and that's a 12 noon match time start.
So a road trip this weekend to
matches. Down there in North Carolina. All right.
Let's go to the game tonight. 9:20 tip. Sometimes that's past my bedtime, but I'll stay up tonight to watch Connecticut, who's a 7-point favorite. They have just raced through the tournament. I think the closest game they've had was the Miami game, which was 13 points, but it could have been more than that. So do you think San Diego State can hang with them?
All right. Let's call this what it is. You have a team that has won national titles and has been on the big stage before, the Huskies of UConn.
Their predecessors, not this team, though.
It's
a new group of guys.
But they have a program built around basketball that is a proven commodity. And trust me when I say this, when a team averages nearly 80 points a game in the NCAAs, and UConn has been doing that, if you're betting against them, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah. But
you're an idiot. I mean, San Diego State, I don't care if you brought out the five greatest defenders on the planet. You're playing up against a team that is red hot.
They're red hot. They play great defense. They're deep. All indications are this game will not be close. I hope, as a television fan and not having a dog in this fight, it ends up being a competitive game. But you're right. If San Diego State wins, I would say it's not the upset of the magnitude of North Carolina State beating Houston or Villanova beating Georgetown, but it'll be right up there because it'll certainly surprise a lot of folks if Connecticut loses.
Look, let's face facts here. San Diego State has only been allowing about 60 points a game. So something's got to give tonight, and I think the team with the proven pedigree historically and the fact that they were a 4-seed, what was San Diego State, a 5-seed?
A 5-seed. This would be Connecticut's 5th national title, which really puts them in elite company if they get it. So,
all right.
The expectation would be Huskies, but let's see. You never know until they play the game.
All right. Next week's show is at 6 o'clock. We're looking forward to having some great guests. Stay with us. We will let the folks know at the studio in the days ahead who those guests will be.
And our newsletter as well.
All right. Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week at 6 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour. Only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Linnell with us, our producer, engineer, and our liaison, Skip Shear, in studio tonight for a rare visit.
Who let him in?
I know.
But anyway,
we want to thank Carla Williams for joining us tonight, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and Tim O'Shea. Had another great show. And speaking of guests, Frank, who do we got lined up for the next couple of weeks?
All right. Next week's show, we are working on a cadre of Billy McMullen, Rondé Barber, Paul Collins. So hope to get two of three there. We believe Dr. Dr. O will be the representative for Ortho Virginia. We've also got an invite out to Brian O'Connor, but I'm not holding my breath anymore. I just think he has these long weekend series, and he's worried, he's worn out. And I think Monday night must be his family night.
We may at least have a cameo appearance by Todd DeSorbo, the swimming and diving coach, three-time national champion on the women's side.
We'd like to. And then same thing holds true for 2 weeks, although I will reach out to Tony Elliott. We've spent so much time trying to hunt down and get a commitment for the athletic director that I figured sooner or later we could get.
Well, congratulations on that. You were persistent in that, and it paid dividends, and hopefully we can. Coach Elliott on the 17th would be terrific to have him on
right after
the spring game to get his assessment of how the team performed.
And we want to remind folks, the spring game this year is at Scott Stadium on the 15th of this month.
We know what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yep. And be there, be square. All right, let's talk a little UVA Olympic sports real quickly. Number one, the baseball team won the opening game on Friday, 9-5 against the Hokies down in Blacksburg. And then somehow the downtrodden Hokies found some hot bats because they scored
a lot of runs.
They scored 24 runs in the last two games, 12 and 12. UVA only scored 17. And you do the math, you can't win games like that.
Well, 17 should be enough, so it was more of a pitching problem than anything else.
Yeah, what a pitching duel is a pitching disaster. All right, Virginia plays Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia this Tuesday. That's an interesting game. That's at 6 o'clock. And then this weekend, they've moved these games around a little bit. And it's my understanding that this Friday, the number 7 Cavalier baseball team will host Miami Friday night at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then Sunday, on Easter Sunday, they're going to have an Easter egg hunt, and they're going to play the Hurricanes at 1 o'clock.
I'll go for it. Go to church in the morning and go see a little baseball in the afternoon.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
Furthermore, let's talk about UVA tennis. The men had a couple days off over the weekend. They've been on a hot streak of late. In fact, how many matches they won in a row? I'm looking that up right now as we speak. Virginia is 8-0 in conference, and they've won 9 team matches in a row. Let me tell you something. That is hard to do. It's just that they're playing good people all the time, sometimes away. And
as our listeners know, they are the defending national champions. So.
Which is not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
All right, the Cavs coming up and scrolling through all these matches is really hard on the eyes. Hopefully they – okay. Friday, the Cavaliers travel down to Winston-Salem to play Wake Forest. Wake Forest has had good teams of late. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday – the Cavaliers are traveling over to Raleigh to play the NC State Wolfpack, and that's a 12 noon match time start.
So a road trip this weekend, two road matches.
Down there in North Carolina. All right.
Let's go to the game tonight. 9:20 tip. Sometimes that's past my bedtime, but I'll stay up tonight to watch Connecticut, who's a 7-point favorite. They have just raced through the tournament. I think the closest game they've had was the Miami game, which was 13 points, but it could have been more than that. So do you think San Diego State can hang with them?
All right. Let's call this what it is. You have a team that has won national titles and has been on the big stage before, the Huskies of UConn.
Their predecessors, not this team, though. It's a new group of guys.
But they have a program built around basketball that is a proven commodity. And trust me when I say this, when a team averages nearly 80 points a game in the NCAAs, and UConn has been doing that, if you're betting against them, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah. But
you're an idiot. I mean, San Diego State, I don't care if you brought out the 5 greatest defenders on the planet. You're playing up against a team that is red hot.
They're red hot. They play great defense. They're deep. All indications are this game will not be close. I hope as a television fan and not having a dog in this fight, it ends up being a competitive game. But you're right. If San Diego State wins, I would say it's not the upset
of the magnitude of North Carolina State beating Houston or Villanova beating Georgetown, but it'll be right up there because it'll certainly surprise a lot of folks if Connecticut loses.
Look, let's face facts here. San Diego State has only been allowing about 60 points a game. So something's got to give tonight, and I think the team with the proven pedigree historically and the fact that they were a 4-seed, what was San Diego State, a 5-seed?
A 5-seed. This would be Connecticut's 5th national title, which really puts them in elite company if they get it. So,
all right.
The expectation would be Huskies, but let's see. You never know until they play the game.
All right. Next week's show is at 6 o'clock. We're looking forward to having some great guests. Stay with us. We will let the folks know at the studio in the days ahead who those guests will be.
And our newsletter as well.
All right. Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week at 6 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.